We have 62 at the weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080. Do want to congratulate, by the way, and give you a little heads up here, because as a hypertensive myself, I do realize that you don't feel it. You don't really know it's there, but it is. And it can create serious problems, ladies and gentlemen. And with us is Dr. William White. He is chief of the Calhoun Cardiology Center, Division of Hypertension, and also Clinical Pharmacology over at the UConn Health Center. And congratulations, sir. You also, the doctor, you're the new president of the American Society of Hypertension. Morning, sir. How are you? Thanks for being on. Congratulations, by the way.
Well, thanks so much, Ray.
All right. So, as I say, I would estimate and that hypertension, I think they used to call it the silent killer. Perhaps we still do. But it's something that you may not notice, you may not know if you don't check your blood pressure. But in fact, it can do serious damage. Well, it can kill you.
That's absolutely true. Matter of fact, that is a continued mantra, as you mentioned, because many people don't go to the doctor for many years of their life, particularly men, by the way,
mm-hmm.
and then they end up with a disaster on their hands. I'll just tell you about a case because the listeners will be interested. Had a man just like that. He's in his 40s. He knew he had high blood pressure, but he didn't think anything of it. He felt fine. He didn't take his medicines. And a couple of years ago, he was standing at the West Farms Mall in line buying a Christmas present when all of a sudden he had the most excruciating pain of his life in his chest. And it turned out that it wasn't a heart attack. It was actually his aorta splitting apart.
Ow.
Because his blood pressure was about 260 on the top number. And he realized only then, at that moment after he was hospitalized and we sewed him up and everything, that he had really created this himself by stopping his medicine.
He's very lucky he didn't bleed out.
He's lucky he didn't die. He had a 90% chance of dying at the time that this happened to him at the mall because he was not in a medical care environment.
Lord. All right. The treatments are, there are diuretics, I guess, that we still do to a degree. What are some of the other treatments? Because, like I say, I'm taking like two types of pills for it, and it's managed right now.
We have actually about 100 different kinds of approved blood pressure medications in many different classes. In my experience, and we take care of a lot of tough-to-treat hypertensives over here at UConn, we can get almost everybody under control with medications. There's a rare few that we can't get perfectly under control, but using a proper combination in this day and age, getting the weight off and watching your salt and all that stuff, you usually get a pretty good response.
Let me ask you, do statins help at all?
Statins don't help the blood pressure, but of course they help the artery work better by getting that cholesterol out of them.
Okay, so cleans them out a little bit. So
absolutely.
Therefore you are. And just very quickly, and I know it's more prevalent in the African-American community, there's certain genetic aspects where it is more common. Is it inheritable very much so? I mean, if your dad had it or your mom had it, are you more likely to be hypertensive?
Yes, you are. Actually, there's lots of statistics on that. So if both parents have high blood pressure versus one versus none, your chances are, in fact, much greater. It runs in, grandparents. And I always ask patients, if their parents or their grandparents had a stroke or a heart attack. See, the big thing about high blood pressure in families is that it's if you get old, you're not going to have a heart attack from it as likely as you are to have a stroke from
Wonderful.
It. Or go into heart failure. Those are the two biggies, and they're very preventable with good treatment.
Would you recommend, doctor, taking your own blood pressure? There are kits you can buy, and it's pretty easy to use, or even going to the drugstore and using that little cuff they have there.
We're big advocates of that, actually. The equipment's gotten a lot better, and there's a lot of nice devices that you can get at their local drugstore. I always recommend that people read up on them, make sure they're buying something that's been independently validated
okay.
so that we know it works.
Well, Dr. White, congratulations to you. Let's stay in touch because this is something that people, which some people need to be aware. And we'll talk later about the complications that can come from this.
There's a lot of that.
Kidneys and everything else. Hey, doctor, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, my pleasure.
Congratulations. William White, chief of the Calhoun Cardiology Center, the Division of Hypertension and Clinical Pharmacology at UConn.